Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free packet8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show. We'll talk more about how you can vote for us a little bit later on. But all the features, totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it free at freetalklive.com. Toby is joining us this evening. And as we continue perhaps to have him on in the future, presuming he's all comfy with doing the show tonight.
And he's good.
You get to know more about him. That's also a factor. You get to know more about him. I expect that he'll be pretty good because he's already the host of his very own television show, which is called Free Minds TV. And it originates on a cable access channel, also being broadcast, if you will, or promoted all over the Internet via freekeen.com. But it's actually originating here in Keene on Cheshire Television. You're one of the hosts. There are more than one of Free Minds TV. And I guess, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what Free Minds TV is, since we haven't really talked about it very much on Free Talk Live. I've mentioned it. I promoted the fact that it's here, and I'm proud of that. But we haven't really gotten into what it's about.
Well, it's a show about pro-liberty ideas, getting the government smaller. We focus on both national issues and local issues. We have some guests on. We have some school board member on a couple weeks ago. This week we're going to have someone coming on from New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, the reform of marijuana laws in New Hampshire.
Yes.
House Bill 92, which is really exciting in New Hampshire, trying to bring some marijuana reform to the state. So,
you know, I'm really excited. Since you mentioned the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, which their website, nhcommonsense.org, the thing I'm really excited about is just that coalition. Because HB 92 is cool because it's essentially a decrim bill to the highest order in that, as I understand it, the bill itself will strike marijuana from all of the laws in the state, essentially just making it a legal status, it certainly wouldn't be illegal at that point, although at the federal level it still would be. So I think HB 92 is a pretty cool bill, but I think everybody pretty much agrees that it's not going to pass in its current form.
That's right. It's in subcommittee right now, and we don't know what they're going to do with it. Who knows?
They'll probably gut it and replace it with some mealy-mouthed crap. But either way,
it's still a step in the right direction, and New Hampshire right now, we are the live free or die state, and it's about time that we go with the reform that other states across the United States are passing.
Yeah, a good 20%, over 20% of the United States has passed some sort of marijuana, either medicinal marijuana legislation or ballot initiative or a marijuana decriminalization sort of legislation as well. And so it's definitely the direction that popular culture is going in, and we really need to get out in front of this ball instead of being one of the last states. We need to be the trailblazers, if you will, on this one. And that's why I'm so excited about nhcommonsense.org, because it's an organization that has essentially sprung up because of HB 92. They were planning on putting this group together, but it wasn't really moving too fast. You know how it is with potheads. They don't really... They don't really get their butts in gear on things.
No, they'd rather just go to jail or whatever if they get caught.
But that's a stereotype, and it's an unfair stereotype, because in this case, the marijuana smokers, and I'm pretty sure most of the people behind NH Common Sense have smoked marijuana at some time in their lives.
Actually, the treasurer is a 36 or a 46-year-old mother who has never tried it in her life.
No kidding.
I think that's a little bit interesting. I was talking to Matt Simon, who heads up the coalition, and he was telling me that, which I find pretty cool and pretty interesting. So
that's good.
There's a lot of support from it from both people who are marijuana users and non-marijuana users alike. So I think it has a lot of support. A lot of people, the public interest is really supporting this, especially in New Hampshire. They say that 1 in 10 people in New Hampshire is a user of marijuana.
At least one in ten. Those are people who admit it.
Yeah, right.
So the cool thing was this bill came out, which happened to be sponsored by a representative named Weed. That always bears mentioning when it comes to HB 92. This bill came out, and nhcommonsense.org all of a sudden sprung into action. There was not much going on before the bill came out. Then they got word that this bill came out. They said, all right, we better do something. They put together a kind of a, like a skeleton of a website. They got a petition online, And the petition essentially asks people to sign it in to show support for HB 92. And I believe they have over 1,600 signatures at this moment already. It's been no more than 2 months at this point. So a relatively new organization already being successful enough to garner 1,600 signatures on the petition. I think this bodes well for the future. And now, here in New Hampshire, just essentially talking about some of the exciting things going on in the state here, here in New Hampshire, NHCommonSense.org has come out with what I consider a brilliant marketing device. It is a matchbook. And on the outside of the matchbook, you know what, Sean, our producer here handing me one of these.
There's a pot leaf. I saw that.
There's a pot leaf. There is a like a martini glass.
Oh, and people love these. I just got them a couple days ago. I couldn't hold on to them. I'm a college student. People at the college at Keene State, they're just grabbing them up. They really like them.
They're simple. They're easy to understand. It's got three pictures on the front of the matchbook. It's a pack of cigarettes. At the top left, in the top right, there is a martini glass, and then in the bottom middle, there's the marijuana leaf, and it says least harmful equals illegal. Below that, NHCommonSense.org. On the back side, there's a little picture of a man plus the marijuana leaf equals illegal. How's that common sense? NHCommonSense.org. And then you open it up on the inside, it says let's unclog our courts and free up police to focus on real crimes. You choose what to put in your body, not politicians. Sign the petition, and once again, you look down, and there's their website. I mean, the only thing they didn't do was make the match heads green. I think that would have been the only other nice little touch. But otherwise, it's a brilliant marketing device, and the idea is, and please, marijuana organizations around the country, borrow this idea, because I really think it's going to be really effective. We've got essentially boxes of these things.
There's 5,000 of them have been made, so.
Yep, and we've got several boxes here in Keene. They're being distributed all around the state. This is something that you can do as well. Of course, having a smaller state certainly helps, because you can drive across the state and deliver them. But get these things into places that are friendly to marijuana smokers, like head shops. Let's see, I know there's like a place around here called the 419 Eatery, where they essentially serve munchy food or something like that. That, again, sounds like a perfect place. There's a Hemporium here.
Probably, music stores.
That's an idea.
Individual music stores. You're not going to be able to pull this off at
Sam Ash or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Sam Ash probably not. Yeah.
You know, just going back to this bill and the support on it, I think it's great. This is the fifth time it's come up in the fifth year in a row a bill like this has come up, and there hasn't been any support like this on the others. I really think that it has a lot to do with the Free State Project members. Of course, you guys coming here, showing a great amount of support for it, and there's lots of other people coming into the state, getting people like me involved, who I'm a native here. I probably wouldn't have even really known about this bill if other people like you guys and other Free State Project members who are really pushing this through took the initiative and got involved with it, and I think it's great, and it really shows a strong amount of support for this, and the legislatures and representatives, I hope, are at least starting to listen.
I think you're right about that. I mean, this bill has probably the best chance it's ever had of passing in the history of New Hampshire. I don't know if that means it's going to pass this time, but nonetheless, also, the other important factor is, I guess the subcommittee is being headed up by some former police officer, and he's sort of this, like, Mr. Buzzcut type, straight and narrow, straight edge kind of dude.
He's heard it all.
Yeah, and so what he's done is, I think he's trying to be sneaky, and he's just sort of put this bill on hold for the moment. There's no particular time at which it's scheduled to come up for review, so we're kind of waiting in limbo for the next step on this bill, and I think that that's a good thing, because it's going to allow NHCommonSense.org to grow and to get that petition even more signatures. So that's fine. Go ahead and wait. You know, keep it on the back burner for a while as we continue to get these matchbooks all over the state and get people to sign this petition and get them aware of the bill and get them aware of NH Common Sense. Get them on the email list so that way when it finally does come up for a hearing or whatever, we can pack the room full of people or do whatever we need to do to activate on this. I think this is going to be a really interesting battle.
That's
coming
right.
Up.
The longer we wait for this, the more we get to get the word out, and I think people will support it once they hear about it.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. Since we're talking drugs, let's talk about ecstasy and cheerleading.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
two topics mixed together that everybody loves. Ecstasy and cheerleading.
Or at least Ian.
Which one do you think is more dangerous? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those that are on us. And that does include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site for your download and convenience. at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. You know, whether you like it or not, there are laws, and they are in effect. So some things need to get done in life. And you know what? It's never too early to have a will, is it?
You should have one. If you've got anything, you should have a will.
If you have assets,
otherwise,
you have a will.
The state's going to get it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or they're going to get it and take half, at the very least.
So there you go, LegalZoom.com. All right, 800-259-9231. We started out by talking about some of the efforts here in New Hampshire, or the efforts by NHCommonSense.org to decriminalize or legalize marijuana. And let's move on. Since we're talking drugs, we'll talk about ecstasy and cheerleading from MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Arena for Psychedelic Studies, Association for Psychedelic Studies. Anyway, Jag Davies reporting in January 8, 2006, Boston Globe article, The Most Dangerous Sport in School, reported on several instances of catastrophic, sometimes deadly cheerleading accidents. Apparently, like taking prescription medications, living in a polluted city, and driving a car, recreational sports such as cheerleading are activities that our society views as having serious but acceptable risks. How, then, does this compare historically to the risks society deems unacceptable, such as those associated with recreational use of ecstasy? I did some research to find out. I focused on emergency room visit data, the most common indicator of cost to public health. For example, according to the Drug Abuse Warning Network, in 1994, 9 years after MDMA was criminalized, but the first year for which data is available, there were 253 ER visits as a result of ecstasy use in the United States.
253?
Mm-hmm.
And that's in 1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
1 year, 1994. Meanwhile, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, in 1994, there were 15,792 ER visits as a result of participation in organized cheerleading. That doesn't count the unorganized stuff.
So basically 16,000 versus 250. That is very impressive.
That's quite a difference.
I mean, I'm rounding up on the cheerleading, but it's pretty close to 16,000.
Yeah. If you'd include the unorganized cheerleading, like the practice sessions, the girls in their backyard on a trampoline or something like that, anything could.
That's true.
Yeah, there could be another 1,000 or two in there. Maybe more. By that measure, in 1994, cheerleading was 62 times more of a threat to our nation's public health than was ecstasy use.
That's 62 times, not 62%.
That's correct. Keep in mind that most users don't know whether their ecstasy is pure MDMA, so these statistics reflect the risks of using unregulated black market ecstasy, which often contains other substances and sometimes doesn't even contain MDMA.
It's true.
For instance, I have actually seen some ecstasy pills being tested, and turned out that they weren't MDMA at all. Like, they were sold as MDMA at the price that they would be sold for as MDMA, like $20 a pill, which is what it goes for in the black market. And turned out it was just DXM.
Yeah. Well, you can really never know what your street pharmacist is giving you.
That's right. And these are you can't return these for a refund. Dextromethorphan hydrobromide, in case you don't know, is a common cough medicine that does, if you take enough of it, have a hallucinatory effect, but that's not why people take MDMA, and it's not even close. It's not even a relative of MDMA.
So, it'll also loosen up chest congestion.
Yes. So it's just they were just scamming people. DXM is cheaper to produce, so they made a bunch of DXM pills that looked like they were MDMA pills and sold them for buku bucks. In 2001, when past year ecstasy use reached its peak, the total number of past year cheerleaders, that is 3.8 million, and ecstasy users, 3.25 million, were relatively similar. Still, past year participation in organized cheerleading was 4.5 times more likely than past year use of ecstasy to have caused a medical crisis necessitating an ER visit. To look at those numbers another way, in 2001, out of every 152 organized cheerleading participants sought ER treatment. You know, those are pretty high odds of getting injured.
Well, it's a kind of a dangerous sport, as they say. You know, girls get tossed, and guys too, but mostly girls get tossed around, and they get on these towers of humans. And
right. I wonder, if one out of every 152 cheerleaders gets an ER visit every year, then what are the, how's that compare to the football players? Like, one out of 60 or something?
I played football in high school, and there were always a lot more cheerleaders hurt than there were football players.
That's
actually
true. Interesting.
I guess the cheerleaders aren't wrapped up. They don't have safety pads or anything like that on.
Football players aren't 20 feet above the ground either. And they're supported only by other girls.
They also don't weigh 110 pounds usually, so.
Right.
That means they don't hit as hard, though. They don't hit the ground quite as hard.
Note, this data does not account for the differences between users. A cheerleader who practices daily and an ecstasy user who takes the drug once a month are both counted here simply as participants. It's also worth noting that a study of ER admissions in the Netherlands found that most patients, 89%, with an ecstasy-related complaint did not require treatment beyond the initial visit with a doctor. So it sounds like what happened was, you know, something unusual occurred, and they felt funny or whatever.
They got scared.
And they got scared, and they went into the ER. Turns out there wasn't really anything to be scared about, and the consultation with the doctor was all they needed. So even, you know, 90% almost of those ecstasy-related ER visits weren't anything serious. In 2003, DAWN, which is, once again, the Drug Abuse Warning Network, in 2003, they implemented a new methodology for calculating drug-related ER visits, and my estimate of 4,442 for that year is based only on data available. An interim estimate from July to December of 2003 of 2,221. In 2004, once the new DAWN had been implemented, their estimate for ecstasy-related ER visits nearly doubled to 8,621. Just say no to cheerleading. Do these statistics mean that cheerleading should join ecstasy in the shadowy underground of prohibited activities? Most would argue that cheerleading offers benefits that balance its risks, and that with careful preparation and education, these benefits make the risk of injury an acceptable one, even for young people. Unfortunately, the public debate on ecstasy is limited by both an exaggeration of risks and a silence on benefits. Without a clear look at the actual impact of its use on individuals and on society, the costly decision to prohibit ecstasy is difficult to justify. As mentioned earlier, most of the risks associated with ecstasy are a direct consequence of prohibitionist public policy. These risks include poor access to realistic harm reduction educational materials, in that the government's essentially what they talk about when it comes to ecstasy is don't do it. They don't give you any honest information about the drug. They just say no. Health risk, and then they lie to you and they claim that it puts holes in your brain, dime-sized holes in your brain.
Eats up your spinal cord?
Is that one of the lies? I don't recall that one.
It could be. Maybe that's an LSD one. I'm not exactly plugged into this particular underground lifestyle.
Health risks related to ingesting unregulated material and delay in medical treatment due to fear of criminal prosecution, imprisonment, stigma, and employment discrimination. Even in rare situations when ecstasy does cause acute health-related problems and or dependence, abuse, or addiction, prohibition accentuates these problems. In fact, I was actually recently talking with some people in the medical field, and I was shocked that these people who were dealing with drug users didn't know what MDMA was. I had to tell them ecstasy. I had to remind them that it was ecstasy that I was talking about. They had no idea what MDMA was. I mean, these are these so-called experts. We're on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Shelley, you look wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedpan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedpan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedpan.com. That's www.bedpan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got all kinds of features, and they are all created, well, not all of them, but the wiki was created by you, listeners like you at least. Over 1,000 pages created by our listeners. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism. It's a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Daugherty. It outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check this out and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books, lfb.com.
So just a few more thoughts from the good people over at MAPS. MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a group that's essentially devoted to doing real serious research into the drugs that the government says you're not even allowed to research. And they've actually managed to get, I believe, permission from the DEA in the past few years to actually do clinical trials on MDMA, which, in case you don't know, is the actual chemical behind the scary term ecstasy. That's one of the things MAPS is doing. They're also doing studies on marijuana, LSD, etc. But they've come out with a story that compares the risks of using black market ecstasy as far as how many people go to the emergency room to people in the legal sport of cheerleading. And it turns out that there's a tremendous differential between the amount of people that go to the emergency room for cheerleading versus ecstasy. I mean, if you just believe what the government says about drugs, then you'd think that ecstasy users were 1 in 2 or 1 out of 3 going to the emergency room. You'd think that these drugs are just so terribly dangerous when, in fact, I mean, the statistics just don't bear it out. And as MAPS points out, one of the reasons why, and 89% of those emergency room visits for MDMA use are really lightweight stuff, just people getting freaked out and going in and getting calmed down once they're there, nothing actually serious happening. Now, on the other hand, those other 10 or 11%, those are serious incidents, and they deserve to be taken seriously, and the reason why many of those happen are because of the black market, existence of this product. As MAPS points out, the health risks related to ingesting unregulated material. That's got to be the number one or the number two problem when it comes to this particular drug or any drug on the black market. And that is that when you're taking something that is sold as ecstasy, you buy it in a club from some strange guy, you don't know what you're putting in your body. It's just a fact. Even when you're buying from somebody that you know, you don't really know what you're putting in your body. The only way to know, to come close to knowing, is to run a test kit on it, and they do sell test kits. An organization called Dance Safe, dancesafe.org, will sell you for $50 a very comprehensive test kit. You can test your ecstasy for speed. You can test it for other adulterants, things that are DXM, things that are frequently passed off as ecstasy but aren't actually.
And now, when you think about cheerleading versus ecstasy, I don't know. Do you think more kids do ecstasy than do cheerleading? I would certainly. We talked about how often people do it. You know,
the numbers are 3.8 million past year cheerleaders versus 3.25 million ecstasy users. So similar numbers.
Pretty similar numbers.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, cheerleaders practice almost daily, whereas ecstasy users probably don't.
Probably not. Most of them probably weekend warriors.
I'm just trying to get an idea here.
So, again, talking about the health risks of ingesting a black market substance that's completely unregulated. When a substance is created in the marketplace, it's created in a laboratory environment, whether it be Pfizer or Merck or whatever the GlaxoSmithKline, whatever the company is that's manufacturing it, it's done in a laboratory with very precise measurements, with what they call quality control.
That's right. I mean, you go into Walgreens, and if you were allowed to buy ecstasy there, there would be nothing wrong with the product. You wouldn't have to worry about what some person put in it trying to make an extra few bucks. There would be quality controls, like you said, and if it was bad, you would have someone to go to. If you get bad ecstasy, you can't go and find whoever sold it to you. You can't call the police on them.
And if you do find them, it's not going to be good.
Right? Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess it's a shootout. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I mean, it's not worth shooting somebody over a couple bucks.
Just like the front page of the Leap.cc website, it shows Al Capone and Pablo Escobar and says these are the same guys doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with either one of those guys.
No.
So there are serious risks, not only because you don't know what you're putting in your body, but also because of the black market effects, ecstasy users are driven underground. So not only is the product underground, but the usage is also driven underground in that you're taking ecstasy on a sort of a secret basis. You don't tell people that you're taking ecstasy. Nobody knows what you're doing. You have to keep it quiet. You can't be forthcoming about it. And so that scares a lot of people away from getting treatment, from getting help, because they're worried that they might get turned over to the police. They're worried they might spend a night in jail. Taking ecstasy, for instance, can, if you're getting the real thing, or in a lot of cases, just a lot of drugs, will dehydrate an individual. And in many cases, MDMA is sold in club environments where there are typically what they call raves or parties going on, lots of loud music, a lot of dancing going on. And these young people, a lot of young people taking it, not that it's only young people, but a significant chunk of them are probably under the age of 25.
Probably a safe bet.
These are people who are taking these pills, and they're at parties where, in many cases, they've turned off the water in the bathrooms because they want to sell bottled water at $4 or $5 a bottle, and they don't want people going into the bathrooms and giving themselves water. These are underground parties that are going on because they're illegal. The raves themselves in many areas of the country are actually illegal. It's illegal to hold these parties without permits and that sort of thing, but they hold them anyway.
It's just like any other black market consequence. There's always consequences in the black market. Every time you stray outside the legal market, there's going to be unintended consequences.
Unfortunately, the unintended consequence in this case are your kids dying.
That's right.
I mean, that's pretty serious stuff, because if they can't get access to water and they're dancing and they don't realize that they need to have that water, they haven't been educated appropriately because the government propaganda machine doesn't tell you these things, they don't know that they need to have a constant supply of water, they get dehydrated and they could possibly die from major dehydration. But this is one of the ways that these kids are croaking.
If they got it at the pharmacy, if they went to Walgreens and picked it up, there would be warning labels on the package. There would be a label that said, you need to have water at all times. With this, and
directions,
there would be directions on how to take it, where to take it, what kind of environment to be in. Just like with other drugs, people don't know what they're doing, they can get into trouble.
But Toby, if we put these drugs in grocery stores, then kids could get their hands on them.
Oh, of course. I know that for most people, it's easier to get a bag of marijuana. For a young person in school, it's easy to get a bag of marijuana than it is to get alcohol. Clearly, I've seen it reported as
Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition this weekend at the Liberty Forum said that it's not only is it easier for kids to get marijuana than it is for them to get alcohol, but also cigarettes. So it's easier for them to get illegal products than it is to get legal products. It's just how it is. It's just a fact. So if you want to keep drugs out of the hands of kids, put it in the hands of merchants who care instead of drug dealers in the black market.
You don't see drug dealers peddling packs of cigarettes. You don't see drug dealers selling alcohol to young teens. I mean, it just doesn't happen. When you take it out of the black market, it's perfectly fine and it's acceptable to do.
You know, I don't know. When I was a teen, and this was an issue for me, getting cigarettes or getting marijuana and that kind of thing. Not that I, at the time, really cared about getting marijuana that much, but it seemed like cigarettes were easier to get. But I suppose they were both very readily available to me. All I had to do was talk to the right people. And as a kid, you know a lot of people because you're in high school, and
it's possible that it may be easier now because you were in high school 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that over two decades, marijuana has become even more prolific.
It's possible. I'm not buying it these days, so I don't know.
It's actually difficult for me to get cigarettes if I don't have my ID sometimes. The government's cracking down so much on checks to make sure that they're not selling to underage users that a long time ago it might have been a lot easier. But today, it can be difficult if you look 25 and you don't have your ID on you.
I rarely bought cigarettes myself. I mean, I sent somebody else in to do it for me, but they were going, and you know, you just gave them money, and that's just how easy it was.
As MAPS finally wraps up their report, the economic cost of prohibition of certain drugs is also risky public policy, as billions of dollars are spent every year on propaganda, law enforcement, mandatory treatment, and prisons, foregoing billions of dollars from regulation and taxation that could be spent on other things. But I think that we should be able to keep our money in the first place. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support us by, for instance, voting for the show. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute's time. And it makes a big difference for us because when you vote for Free Talk Live, then it helps push us up the charts, the podcast charts, that is, which we've been number one and number two all month long so far this month. It's been a record-breaking month, and overall, I'm very, very pleased with how we've done. Unfortunately, the only thing that would have made this month perfect would be to finish at number one.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it looks like it's going to be very difficult to attain that because we're something like 180 votes behind number one right now. We're number two.
It's kind of unusual for us to finish at number one anyway, isn't it? I mean, I don't
think
we've
never finished at number one.
Right. And finishing at number two is good for us.
We finished at number two before.
180 votes behind. I can live with this.
And we're fairly, last time I looked, we were fairly far ahead of the number three show.
906 votes.
Which is awesome because we used to have trouble with those guys. We've really done a great job, and you guys have done a great job because it's you that go and vote every single month for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Still time for you to get your votes in this month, maybe to push up our final vote totals. And, of course, it'll all reset when March comes around, and we'll ask you once again to vote for Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we've been talking about, all hour long here, the drug issue, talking about marijuana, MDMA, which of course is ecstasy, the black market, and how it puts dangerous drugs in the hands of kids, and possibly sending them to the emergency room as a result of their usage. It's something that needs to be brought to an end. And, of course, if you want to comment on that, you're welcome, too. But since we've got Toby here from Free Minds TV, excellent television program, now actually airing live here in Keene and in recorded form online at freekeene.com, you can get pretty much every episode.
A couple lost ones.
Yeah, there's a couple lost episodes. But otherwise, you're doing a really good job of getting them up there in a timely manner. I think you're maybe like a week trailing behind each show. So internet viewers don't get to see it live, but they do get the program. And you guys have covered a number of issues on the show, including drug legalization.
Right.
Have you ever covered anything beyond marijuana, or have you just kind of stuck to that so far?
So far, we've been sticking to marijuana. We haven't ventured outside that line right now, but once again, we're just getting started, so I'm sure eventually we will be straying into other things. I mean, right now, what's most important to me is getting through the marijuana issue. I mean, it's more people are being arrested for this than really should be. It's
than all
it's
the other
crazy.
Drugs combined, pretty
That's
much.
Right.
Almost.
I mean, the war on drugs seems to be a war on marijuana. And
yeah.
I think that you have to start the battle somewhere. And so we're trying to start it here with legalizing marijuana and stop arresting friends and family members.
Have you gotten, because that's what it is, it's a war on the people, not a war on drugs. But have you gotten any response that's negative on that particular issue? I know that you, I'm on the sort of the email distribution list, so whenever somebody sends an email to the show, I get it. So I saw one come through recently from a Korean War veteran who was positive towards legalizing marijuana, and that's good, because normally you think, well,
right.
older people, they're less likely to be for this issue, but apparently that that guy was on our side. I wonder if you've heard, I know you take live calls, and I just haven't had time to watch all the shows. Has anyone called in to face off with you on this one?
All the responses we've gotten so far have been positive.
It's
seems
so hard to
really
get a drug
is.
Warrior out of the woodwork on this.
So not only that, but it also seems the people are speaking. The people want this to be legalized.
Right.
I mean, they understand that it's a plant. You
and
get
they
to,
know their friends are using it.
That's right. And because, one in, like we said before, 1 in 10 people in New Hampshire admits to using marijuana. That's a whole lot more due, and every single person at least knows someone who uses if they don't use themselves.
And most people, there's a good large percentage, especially under a certain age demographic, have smoked marijuana. And, I mean, I can't imagine how those people...
50% of parents...
...justify to themselves the drug war, the idea that it's a good thing. I mean, shouldn't they go turn themselves... Shouldn't Bill Clinton have done some time for the, smoking on that marijuana cigarette?
Well, how the politicians justify anything they do, I don't understand. But I think most people just don't think about it. You know, most people, if they smoked it back then, if they smoked it in the 70s or whatever, and they quit, and they haven't smoked it in 30 years or 20 years, they're not thinking about marijuana. And they may know that their friends, some of their friends smoke it, but they probably think to themselves, well, Jimmy smokes it at home, he's not going to get in trouble for smoking it at home. I mean, why should I bother wasting my time lobbying to change this? Most people aren't concerned with the issue, which is why we need to get out there and promote the issue, bring it to the forefront, and say, hey, look, hey, even though you don't smoke it now, there are still 700,000-plus people in the United States. That's half the population of the state of New Hampshire getting arrested.
Closer to 800,000.
Yeah, getting arrested every single year for possession, most of it, simply possessing marijuana. We've got to get the numbers and the statistics in their faces to remind them that there is a war going on against their friends and family members. And, I mean, most marijuana smokers get away with it, I'm sure. I mean, they smoke it in their homes, nobody finds out, they don't get pulled over, and they get away with it, and so they're sort of lackluster as far as wanting to change the rules. But, man, there are so many good reasons to change the rules.
That's right. I mean, I really think the tide is changing. We have a segment we do sometimes called The Keen Question, where we go out and we interview people and ask them a quick question. Do you think marijuana should be legalized? There was one gentleman who said no. Out of the tens or 20 people we asked, he was a very old gentleman, probably looked like he was about 85 or 90 years old, and he was probably more of the former cop, or he believes the lies that the government has been putting out.
You didn't prep anybody when you asked them that question. You just asked them the question.
And you didn't ask them why or anything after that. You just asked them the question.
Just the question and go. We didn't tell them what our stance on it was. So it was just a quick question. And
if you're asking the question, we know what your stance is.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's true.
The rest of the people aren't asking themselves this particular question. It's just true.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. Now, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting this show from, I know that, Toby, you're going to possibly be running for, you're pretty much confirmed, to run for office here in town.
That's right.
Which I think is awesome. And it's not just going to be you. It's going to be what we're going to do. And this may be unprecedented.
I've never heard of it happening before.
I don't know. I would love to know from somebody out there if there's ever been a group run for office like this. I mean, beyond... We're Republicans and we're Democrats because it's a municipal election, it's a city election, so there are no parties involved. Has there ever been in the history of municipal elections a group of people that are tied together somehow? In this case, they're all going to be on the website together, freekeen.com.
No, you're basically a political party. You've started your own political party.
But it's not a political party. It's not registered with the state.
Well,
it's not political.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely political.
It's apolitical. It's out for the destruction of politics.
I disagree.
As far as I'm concerned.
I mean,
that's how I see it.
Yes,
you may disagree, but you don't post on the blog. In fact, I'm going to pull you down at the end of this season.
I don't like to write. I don't like to type things. I stopped doing that stuff in school.
Isn't an assignment. Well, actually, you do have an assignment, Mark. You either post something by the end of winter, or I'm yanking you.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think it's great. I think a lot of people underestimate the power of local politics. The city council actually does have a great deal of power. They have the power to tax. They have the power to regulate. And they
have the power to destroy taxes.
That's right, they do.
And remove regulations.
And that's what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to get a lot of people out there to vote, because most people don't vote in these elections. But I think that if they see candidates running that are for lower taxes, smaller government, scaling the government back, some people will come out and vote, and it really doesn't take that much to get the ball rolling.
I hope you're right. I'm not sure how much it's going to take. I don't have much experience working in municipal elections, a lot of us are going to be getting that experience this year. But nonetheless, you're absolutely right that people, they just don't care about city elections. And why don't they care? Well, the reason why is because people are so burned out on politics that they understand that usually it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You pick one, and then they go and rule your life. I mean, that's what it is. If you're voting in a municipal election, nobody's doing anything radically different. They all want to create more taxes and more government programs, and it's always the same. Why bother turning out for that? Why bother going to vote? I don't blame most people for avoiding those elections. So our idea is to give them something original, something radically different to vote for.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can get some people in office and make some changes here.
I agree, and that's why I think what's going on here in Keene is so exciting, and that's why we're seeing some people actually coming here. Mark, you and I just met with a couple of our listeners today.
Mm-hmm.
We had a listener come in last week. It's a little heavy on the listener count because of the Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
But a couple of listeners who were at the forum came out to Keene today, and they said, yeah, we really like Keene because it's bigger than we thought it was going to be. You know, it really does have all the amenities that one needs, all in sort of a small town environment. So it's comfortable to live here, and at the same time, it's small enough to where we can actually have this effect and be newsworthy just by virtue of entering into this race. And, of course, we also have our own libertarian media here in town in the form of Free Talk Live and our friend Eric Scott on the air, Free Minds TV. We're back with more here in moments. Hour number two's coming up. Your calls about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. On the way tonight, should sex with a dead dog be legal? That's what I want to know.
What?
You tell me. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.